Test 1, Part 1, Listening. Hi, I'm Martin Austin, Director of Studies of Vocational Center, and I'm going to talk to you about your future prospects and opportunities. You have already thought about it yourself, haven't you? And this is quite natural, as you are completing your school education, and it's the right time for making plans for the future. There are lots of interesting jobs and occupations, and it's not easy to choose from the range. When I was your age, I wanted to be a marine biologist. Years before it, my dream job had been the job of a lawyer. That was because my friend's father was a lawyer, and Sam, my friend in the junior school, came to school by exquisite red Porsche, which I envied tremendously. Later, I understood that becoming a lawyer cannot guarantee you a lucrative career. Some lawyers earn fortunes, but many of them earn very low salaries, if any. There were lots of other dream jobs in my life, and here I am, a teacher who's been working with students for almost 20 years and has never regretted that. Right, today I suggest that you look at your dream jobs from all angles. Are you sure that your assumptions about the job are correct? Will you manage to earn enough to raise your own family? And what are the job prospects for you after graduation? Good education and no job doesn't sound very appealing to a young person, does it? No, I don't mean talking you out of going to university. If you feel that you're doing the right thing, be determined and do it. But I want you to be aware of alternative prospects. Our center promotes vocation education. We provide post-secondary level vocational education. This means you can study with us as soon as you complete your school education. The range of qualifications you can be granted there is very wide. You can learn skills and become a nurse, air controller, stewardess, mechanic, cable television servicer, engineering technician, and so on. We teach skills and job-related theory. This is what's needed for the functional society you're going to live in. Nowadays, most industries suffer from a shortage of qualified workers. Our students learn necessary skills and become very professional in their field. They are literally snapped up by large companies and never experience unemployment and its consequences. There's one more thing I would like to mention in my talk. Vocational education is not easy. It's physically demanding and it's mentally demanding. It requires an ability to concentrate, to focus on the job. It requires the will to master your skills. When you succeed, you feel worthwhile. You feel rewarded and it inspires you to do much better.